Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we get to talk about the fun topic of what happens and what do you do when a client won't pay?
Yes, this is something that every freelancer, every business owner that's dealing with clients is going to experience at some point in time. And I think there's a couple different things that you can do depending on how serious or how much money is involved. And so I'm going to go ahead and jump right in, David, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
I think there's a time, and we've talked about this before, when it is smarter from a business perspective, it's smarter from your own stress and sanity to take the high road. And say, for example, and this actually came up in one of the Facebook groups I'm a part of, where someone said that their client isn't paying their hosting bill, where the client is paying them for hosting and several months in a row they didn't pay. And so they're asking on advice. And my advice was, take the high road, get them to set up their own hosting account, migrate the site for them and move on. Because the guy was threatening to sue them if they took down their website and just sounded a little bit psychotic. And it's not worth the emotional stress of dealing with that, for what, 50 bucks, 100 bucks, maybe, yeah. Depending on how many months, just migrate the site for them over to another host, be done with them, move on. Then that way you don't have to think about them ever again.
Yeah, and Tim's right. It depends on the amount that you're dealing with. Obviously, something like that, maintenance type items where they're typically lower costs and stuff, hosting, updates, backups, that kind of stuff can typically be pretty low cost items. Now, if you're in the middle of a website build, and you've done all this work and it's an enterprise level project and you've invested lots of time, which is equated to, thousands of dollars, you may want to pursue legal action if you need to. I don't know. I've never had to do that since I've been in business, and I've never honestly wanted to go that route and do that. I have had clients, one, in fact, Tim and I talked about taking the high road. On that specific episode where you just don't know what's going on in people's lives and stuff, but there may be something where you're actually out of pocket quite a bit of money in time and software. And if that's the case, then you may need to, speak with an attorney, pursue legal action, do what you need to do to get your bills paid and stuff. But I personally would use that as an absolute last resort. And I'm not sure that I would, do it for less than anything under $10,000 if I'm going to go that route. Because, first of all, lawyers cost money, and they're pretty expensive, $150 an hour, $200 an hour, depending on where you're going. And, they can send out letters and stuff and see if that helps work and whatnot. But if they get into where you actually have to go to a civil suit and that can end up costing quite a bit of money and stuff. So don't recommend it, but, might be an option. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, in addition to the legal fees, the time that takes too, the time and the headache,
energy.
Yeah. Energy, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, definitely last resort. I would say if it's, a lot of money on the line, try to figure out what's going on with the client. Don't start threatening legal action or anything like that. Because if you do that, then you're gonna make them almost like get defensive and everything. Try to be understanding and figure out what's going on. Where's the disconnect? Is it financial on their part? Okay, well let's find a solution. Let's break down those payments. Figure out what we can do to work together to solve the problem, opposed to threatening with suing them right off the bat. So yeah, that would be my advice. I've never had to sue anybody or anything like that either. The stuff I've had to deal with are usually the lower cost things where it's easier and smarter to just bite the bullet, take the high road and move on. And you know what? They're dead to me at that point. You know, they're no longer a client. They're not worth my energy, my stress, or my time. And so, but yeah, obviously if it's a bigger amount, then that's a different story. And you have to kind of tread lightly and figure out the best course of action.
Yeah. And if it depends on the relationship as well, if it's a long standing relationship and you've got a great payment history and stuff, and all of a sudden something's happened, you know, that comes into account as well. If it's a brand new client that you've never worked with before and you're having issues with getting them to pay, all of those factors will determine what your course of action should be, because there may be some value in trying to preserve a relationship that's been longstanding and with a client that has been, you know, no problems in the past and stuff. So, you know, trust your instinct, listen to your gut. You usually have all of the answers within inside you. You know, don't be afraid to follow that intuition and stuff.
Yeah. And I think immediate reaction is that someone's trying to screw you, you know, that they're intentionally trying to cheat you. And so at least that's kind of my first reaction is, you know, and you have to kind of intentionally take a step back and think about it. You know, that's not always the case. Yeah, there are those people out there that, you know, that's the way they do business. You know, they're very cutthroat and they don't care, you know, who they trample along the way and who they cheat out of payments. You know, they're always trying to get out of paying a bill or whatever. But I'd say for the most part, that's not the case. And so, yeah, digging deeper is always a good thing.
Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic, 4 strategies for growing your business. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.